girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing.
What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're talking about this concept of just hitting the reboot button, but on ourselves. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I catch myself like going through the motions and then things that I've deemed were a priority or I felt like were really important to me start slipping. But instead of beating ourselves up about it, because hello, you're human, not a robot, you're not always going to get it right. I think one of the most helpful things that we can do is give ourselves the permission to just say, you know what? I'm going to hit reboot. I'm going to like hit the reboot button on myself. So today I want to break this down and explain how I do this for myself in different times where I just feel like I need this. And I'm going to explain this in the form of an analogy that's worked really well for my brain because truly, if I'm wanting to make a change or just feel more excited or happier in my life or level up in a certain area, then this is really what I go back to. So it's this idea of rebooting yourself so that for sake of this analogy, your software matches your hardware. Like obviously you're not a computer, you're not a robot, but let's use this analogy because I think it can like really simplify this overarching concept. So when I say software, I'm referring to the programming that's running in your head, like what you're actually saying to yourself in your head consciously. Like if you were to open up the note section of your phone and you wrote down some of the most common things that you say to yourself throughout the day, there are probably some things that you would write down that you wouldn't be proud of, right? Like, or if you had like one of those little like comic book, like little like clouds above your head that it showed everything that you were thinking, some of those things you probably wouldn't be proud of, right? Those things that you're consciously saying. And then there's this whole conversation around unconscious programming. But for sake of this analogy, when I say software, I'm referring to the programming that you're running in your head, like what you're actually saying to yourself consciously, that if you took inventory, like in the note section of your phone, and you wrote down some of those common statements, you would notice that some of them are probably not very supportive or conducive towards your growth or helping you actually feel good now. But again, instead of beating yourself up about it, I just want to bring these like thoughts and this programming, this software to the forefront of our brain and to our conscious mind so we can actually recognize like, ooh, this is a problem. And then when I'm referring to hardware, saying that I want to help you reboot yourself so that your software matches your hardware, when I say hardware, I'm thinking of this as like the core. For example, like who you believe that you are or who you want to be at your core. And sometimes there's a differentiator between that hardware and the software that actually needs to be running and the software that is running with who you want to be or who you actually are. So we're going to dive into that. So in order for you to improve your life in some aspect of your life, or in order for you to go back to prioritizing the thing that you know you deem is important, and right now we're hitting reboot, we've got to figure out what is an area of your life that you want to improve in. So for example, say you're deciding that like this is the season that you really want to crank it up in your health. And you know, I've been talking a lot about this like MILF era with the fact that I have a 4.5-month-old. I'm like, I just want to feel strong and capable. Not like I want to get my pre-baby body back, because honestly, after birthing my son Brody, I'm like, I'm even more capable and stronger than I gave myself credit for. So I want to get in even better shape than I was before, but like also still simultaneously giving myself grace. But like, say for example, you want to crank it up in your health, or maybe you know that your marriage, like you're on autopilot, you're kind of acting more like friends and roommates than the type of marriage that you actually want to have right now. So we want to hit reboot on your marriage. Or maybe it's how you're showing up to your business or your career. And instead of saying like, oh, I wish I would have done this, or I should be showing up like this and beating yourself up, instead you're just pushing this reboot button and you're going to get your software, right? Like that programming to match your hardware, who you actually are, or who you want to be at your core to match. But like, let's just think of one particular area in your life as you're listening into this episode, because you've got to recognize first and foremost that you're not the actual problem. like you being the hardware, like the core of who you are and who you want to be. It's the software that you're running that's not working for you. That's the problem, right? And I think that like when we can separate the fact that it's like the things that we're thinking, the programming that we have, the stories that we're telling ourselves, the dialogue in our head is the thing that's running the show, that it has nothing to do with what you're capable of with your current software that's running. We just need to replace that software. We need to reboot this back to like factory settings for sake of this analogy so we can run better programming so that you actually believe that you're capable of achieving what you want in your health or in your marriage or in your relationships or your career, your business, insert whatever. But what stops us from getting us where we want to go is the software. Because if you have a dream or a vision of wanting to improve your life in a certain way, you're entirely capable of making it happen, but you might unintentionally be running some funky ass software that's not working for you. So we need to reboot and say, hold on, this is not working for me. I'm not going to create a story that there's something wrong with me or that I'm not capable, but instead I'm going to recognize all I need to do is change my software. Because I know intuitively, I know so many of you, maybe you specifically that listen into this podcast, like you feel like you've got this deep potential. Like you know you are supposed to live your best life while you're here. You are supposed to have an exceptional marriage. You're supposed to have exceptional health or energy. You're supposed to have this business that you dream of or make the impact that you want to make in this world. Well, if you're running that funky ass software, this programming, this language, these stories that you're telling yourself that aren't working for you because they don't support running effectively on this hardware, on this core of who you are, then we're always going to feel like we're missing the mark, right? So if we were to break this down into like four steps, like I want this episode to feel tactical for you so you can like listen to this passively, but also you can start to like find little nuggets that you're like, ooh, okay, let me just try that out. So first, I think it's important to analyze like the current software or programming that's running. And it's often in the form of like an excuse and a story, but it's typically not something that you would be proud to say out loud, right? Like it's not something that if you had one of those little cartoon bubbles over your head and it was broadcasting to the world what you were thinking, you probably wouldn't be proud of it. And it's definitely not something that you would say to your children, right? But often we're our own worst critics as like human beings in general. So for example, maybe you've got this story like, I wish I was more fit, but I don't have time for it. And the excuse sounds valid. Like honestly, like I've had this conversation lately where like I've had these seasons or not even seasons, like I've had weeks where I'm like, I'm gung-ho. Maybe our son Brody is like sleeping better. I'm like, I'm going to crush these workouts. Like I'm just going to make it happen. It's a priority. It's MILF season, right? Whatever. But it's like the excuse of like, gosh, but he's not sleeping very well. I don't have time for it or, you know, whatever that looks like. The excuse sounds valid, but underneath it might be a story that's like, maybe you're not in the newborn season of life, but maybe you have this like this programming running that's like, I wish I was more fit, but I don't have time for it. Well, underneath that is a story like, I don't think I'm ever going to be consistent at sticking to my goals. I never do. So I don't even know why I try. So it's this idea of just like pretending like you can't actually make it happen. So that way you don't have to feel let down that you said you wanted to make it happen and you didn't follow through. Right? Like I've talked about this on this podcast before, like interested versus committed. When you say that you're interested in something, it's like, well, if I can get around to it, it's convenient. It'll matter to me. But when you're committed, you're willing to do what you need to do. And I'm not saying that means you need to do 5:30 a.m. workouts if you want to get fit, but like we can all press the reboot button and go back to factory settings and say, hold on, the current software that's running isn't working for me because underneath this time excuse, for example, it's like giving yourself a permission slip not to go for the thing that you want when what we really need to fix is the belief, the programming that you believe it's possible for you, right? That you do believe that you can get fit, that you do believe after a baby, you can be more fit than you were before a baby. If that's your desire, that doesn't have to be your desire. I'm just using an example, right? You do believe that after 40, after 50, insert whatever, you can be healthier than you were in your 20s, right? Like I think about even like the way I fuel my body now. I feel myself so much better in my 30s than I did in my 20s. And it's like, maybe my body looks different, but I'm like, I do believe that I'm going to be healthier and more fit in my 30s and my 40s than I was in my 20s, right? So like, what is the belief? What's the current software that's running? We have to analyze it first and like just be consciously aware of it. Or honestly, maybe your story is like, I'd love to start this business, or I want to start a podcast, or, you know, a lot of you, you know, one of my big passions right now is real estate investing. Like, I want to invest in real estate, but I don't know how, or I don't have the money is the excuse that we're using. I'm not saying that it's not valid, that that might be something that we have to navigate around, but underneath the story might be, I'm scared that if I go for it, some people will make fun of me. Or I'm scared that if I don't know how to do something like start a podcast or start a business, I'm going to like flop, you know, because everybody struggles at the beginning because you don't know what the hell you're doing. And that other people will make fun of me. Or that if I'm going to fail, I'm going to be embarrassed. So instead, we have this really beautiful like story that we create in our head with an excuse tied to it that seems like a very valid excuse. So the money or the lack of knowledge is the excuse, but really it's also you then giving yourself a permission slip to say, I'm not going to go for it because, you know, that sounds so valid. Oh, if I had more time, if I knew how, if I had more money, I would do this. But what really we need to fix is the belief that you're capable of starting that business, starting that podcast, investing in real estate, insert whatever the goal is, because you are capable of doing it. And there are people that are in worse situations than you, that know less than you, that are out there doing it, that start and they're scared, but they start. They don't sit on the sidelines. There are people that don't have the money, but they figure out how to be resourceful rather than saying it's a lack of resources. And I mean this with so much freaking love. And I know this is kind of fiery, but I don't want you to unintentionally, because of the software that's running, the programming, the language, the story with the excuse that you have running, keep you back from building a life that you're obsessed with because you deserve it. Whether or not you believe that yet, I believe that you deserve a life that you're obsessed with. I don't think you're supposed to get to the end of your time here with coulda, woulda, shouldas, wondering what would have happened if you would have gone for it and got as fit as you wanted to get, or built the money that you wanted to build, or had the impact, or created the podcast or the community or whatever the thing is, right? All of us have different desires, but I don't want that belief to be the programming and the story that's running the show. So your software isn't matching your hardware, and your hardware, AKA who you are at your core, is telling you, I really want to do this thing. But then the software is holding you back. Like does not compute. Like we're sick of this analogy, right? And especially if you are working on something that you've done before, this can be really difficult, right? Where like, if maybe you've started a business before, and now you're starting a different type of business. Or I have a lot of podcasters that I've worked with that they've started a podcast and then they weren't consistent with it and now they want to do it again. So they have this underlying software running, this story plus an excuse, right? Which is like, I've had this goal before, or I've tried to do this thing before. I'm probably not going to follow through. So maybe I won't even try. Or maybe I'll pretend like I don't care about it, because if I pretend like I don't care about it, then I'm not going to feel like I let myself down, or that I'm not going to feel like other people are going to make fun of me, or that I'm going to fail and I'm going to be embarrassed. So I know you love podcasts, since obviously you're here, but I wanted to make sure you're in the loop that my husband Sina and I just launched another podcast all about real estate investing. It's called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, like our last name, Get Mary. And what's really cool about this podcast is it's twice a week episodes, every Tuesday and Thursday. We are interviewing people weekly that have all different experience and background in the real estate space to expose you to different ideas of how you could use real estate as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life. That's the whole premise of the show. But a lot of real estate podcasts, honestly, that I've listened into are kind of boring or dry. So it's really fun because it's this husband and wife dynamic, right? So every Thursday, we also record episodes that are a little bit shorter about specific topics together, just to give you both of our perspectives and give you tactical things you can actually implement. So if you're interested in real estate, or maybe your husband or wife is interested in real estate, make sure you have them head over to Get Investing and check it out. And definitely let us know what you think when you do. And also, if you happen to be someone that is really interested in getting into the investing space, we're doing a totally free webinar that's about 7 different ways that you can get into real estate investing. It's going to be live on Sunday, March 24th. So to get the link for it, all you have to do is text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. Again, text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. And if you're listening to this episode after Sunday, March 24th, still text webinar and I'll make sure that you get the replay link. So again, check out Get Investing if you're interested in real estate, and let us know what you think of the podcast. And if you want to join us for that free webinar, make sure you text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. All right, let's dive back into the show. right? Like, it's like this programming is what's running the show, not actually who you believe that you are at your core. And at any point in time, I really do think that we can press this reboot button for sake of this analogy that we're talking about through this podcast episode and say, like, hold on, like, what is the excuse that I'm using right now? And if I'm really honest with myself, what's the story that I'm telling myself underneath it? And is it valid, right? Because you can always rationalize, I guess, validity of a story. You can always say, like, I can say right now in this season of like, well, I'm not sleeping as well as I used to, so I can't get morning workouts in. Well, I can still prioritize it if it actually matters to me. But if my underlying programming is saying, well, I'm not going to stay consistent with workouts anyways because I'm not sleeping enough, or it's not going to look like how I think that it should, so like maybe I won't even say that I want this, because if I say that I want this and I fail, then I'm going to be embarrassed, or I'm going to let myself down, so I'll just pretend like I don't really want it. When deep down at your core, your hardware, you know that you want that. Right. So if you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. But the software that's running is really important to analyze first, because then we can say, like, what is the common excuse that I'm using? And then if I'm honest with myself, what's the story underneath that I'm telling? And sometimes it can be helpful. Like, my husband, Sina, and I go on a walk every morning with our dog Lizzie and our son Brody. And like, we're constantly talking about stuff like this of like, where are we wanting to level up? And where are we willing to give ourselves a permission slip right now in terms of like, we're not going to show up as well? I think there's this beautiful concept of like thinking about you're juggling all these balls, but intentionally picking one ball that you're willing to just like set down and not juggle and say, this is not a priority right now. But for the things that really do matter for you, like at your core, you know they matter for you. This exceptional marriage or whatever that is, like, you can always make the excuse of like, work is crazy and we've got kids and insert whatever, so I'm just not in a season where I'm going to prioritize my marriage. But if that does matter to you, you're going to have to figure this out. But you have to first believe that you're capable of doing it. So what's the excuse that you're using? Often it's time or money are the most common ones, right? And if you're honest underneath, what's the story that you're telling yourself? And sometimes when we verbally process this with someone else, we can get to that root cause. Or maybe if you're someone who likes to journal, like I'm a verbal processor. So like, I like to go on a walk, talk about this with my husband or with a girlfriend. But if you're someone who's pen to paper, maybe journal this out. Like, what's the excuse that I'm using for the thing that I want? And if I'm really honest and I had to come up with what the story was underneath that I'm telling myself, like, let's get that to the surface. Because once we analyze the current software, the programming, the story that you're telling yourself, often in the form of an excuse plus a story, once we know what that is, then we can move to number two, right? So like, once we've determined our software and that we're currently, you know, like have this software or programming that's playing in our brains in the form of an excuse that we've said so many times that we believe it, plus a story that isn't working for us, then we want to actually make sure that at our core, our hardware is what we actually want, right? So like, if you're going to rewrite software, this programming that matches your hardware, as in like who you know you want to be at your core, who you are, who you're capable of, the thing that you really, really want, keyword is like want to be, because you're not likely that person yet because you're a work in progress toward becoming that version of you, like who you really want. Well, we've got to make sure that you actually want that thing if we're rewriting the software, right? If we're going to hit reboot, and again, for sake of this analogy, go back to factory settings. Okay, well, let's make sure that we're actually rewriting the software for something that we actually want, not what we think that we should want. So like, maybe you do want to be a fit person, a top podcaster, a business owner, a woman that's in a ridiculously happy marriage, a successful speaker, a real estate investor, like insert whatever it is, right? These are all just things that are coming to my mind. Whatever it is, like if this belief of who you want to be at your core, as in your hardware, isn't something that you actually want, it's going to be difficult to raise the necessity to actually rewrite that software. So be honest with yourself, right? Because even if you don't fully believe that it's possible for you yet, this I am a fit person, or I am a like super successful business owner, or I am a woman that's in a ridiculously happy marriage, I am a super present mom, whatever that looks like for you, like even if you don't believe it yet, you do have to come on board with the idea that it's possible for you because you desire it, because you want it badly enough. That's who you are and who you want to be at your core. And when I say who you are, I mean that's who you're wanting to embody, right? You haven't maybe been that fit version of you yet where you want to be, or maybe you have previously and you need to step back into that, right? So we want to make sure that the goal that you're working on or the ball that you're wanting to juggle, right? Like when I'm talking about juggling all these balls, like it's okay to set some things down. Maybe right now you're not in a season where you really want to grow your business. You don't always have to be in constant growth mode. Maybe this is a season where you're not really investing in your female friendships because you're focusing on your family right now. Maybe you're in newborn season, or like for me, I'm in a season where like my family, like our little family of my husband and my son and I, like that's number one priority and everything else comes afterwards, and that's okay, right? So it's like, what does that look like for you? Pick what your hardware actually is, so that if we're rebooting and having our software, as in the programming, the stories that we're telling ourselves, we're identifying the excuse that we have, we can say, okay, this excuse makes sense. The story that I've been telling myself makes sense. But because I care so deeply about what I want to be and who I want to become, this like hardware component, like I'm going to do what I need to do to make it happen. Because then we can move to step three, right? Which is matching the software, like that programming, to the hardware. Because in order to get where you want to go, to feel more focused on your direction and even excited about the path that you're going to take towards getting there, you have to have the software, i.e. like the programming, the beliefs that match that core hardware. Because it's not a fake it till you make it thing. It's a like embody it. Start asking yourself better questions, like really identify what it is that you want and raise the necessity to do the things that you need to do to get you there, because you are the only one that lives in your head. So you know if you're lying to yourself, if you're like, you know, I don't really care about my marriage right now. I don't really care about being fit right now. I don't really care about my career or my business, or I don't really care about XYZ. You know if you're giving yourself a valid excuse and you're pretending like you don't care, but you know if you actually do care, which is why it's important to identify like the hardware, the thing that you want to become, that we're going to match that software to, that it's something that you actually want. Because you don't have to want things that other people are telling you you should want. It's just, what do you want right now, right? And like for me, it's like I don't want to be going out every single night, like hanging out with girlfriends. I don't want to be drinking every single night. Like I'm in a sleep schedule where like I have like one glass of wine and then I'm like counting down the hours of like, when do I need to like pump my breast milk? Like I'm not in a season where like I'm going to say, I really want to focus on going to all the things and hanging out with my girlfriends all the time. I'm in a season where I'm like, I want to be a present mom. I care about my marriage. I care about being fit. I care about making my business simpler. Like, so I know at the core who I want to be, so then I can make sure that the programming, the software matches that. So to give you a real-time example, like I had to really challenge my hardware, this core belief that I could build a really successful business, but it could feel really simple and easy and not as chaotic, because previously it's felt really chaotic. And actually that did work for me up until this point, but it no longer works for me in this new season of life with a 4.5-month-old son. So I had to go back to that core like hardware. I'm like, who do I want to be? It's not just I want to be a savvy or successful business owner. I want to be a business owner who creates a business that is helping become like a vehicle to create more freedom. That it feels simple, that feels lighter. It's still impactful. It's still successful, but it's actually more successful in this season. And I believe that I'm capable of that. So what's the software or the programming, the stories that I'm telling myself that is running in my head? And often, like to go back to that number two, right? It's like, it's often an excuse in a story where I used to tell myself, well, in order for me to be successful at the rate that I've been successful in my business, and when I was saying successful, I was even referring to like income, in order to make a certain amount of income, I was like, well, I have to do it this way. That was my excuse, was like, well, I can't do it this way. So maybe I just don't want to grow my business anymore, right? But it's like underneath my hardware was like, I want to have a successful, impactful business that feels simple and fun and joyful. So I had to catch the programming that was telling me that it had to feel chaotic and crazy and I had to work more to make more. That's not true. So my new software is like, I can do this in less time and it can be even more fulfilling and impactful. And it's fun, even like the women that are in my podcast mastermind that I'm helping them like with their businesses, with growing their communities and their podcasts. It's not open right now, but if you're interested, you can always DM me and get on the wait list for next time. But honestly, like these women, as I'm doing these one-on-one calls with them, that like software, this programming that I've created for myself of how to make my business simpler, easier, more fun, more fulfilling, work less, and make more impact, that's carrying over into how I'm coaching them and like helping mentor them, which is so beautiful. So remember, when you're changing the software that you have, the programming, the story that you're telling yourself, when you're acknowledging this is the excuse that I have and this is the underlying belief, and you unpack this, it's so beneficial to you, but it's also beneficial to everyone around you. Right? So when we're wanting to match our software to our hardware, we have to first really do believe like that we can change, that we can rewrite the narrative, the programming, the software, right? You don't have to have full faith belief in yourself constantly, but like even when you just have this like glimmer of like, you know what, maybe it's possible that I could become the person that I want to be and that I can change this software, the stories that I'm telling myself, the narratives that I have, the sentences that I'm saying over and over that now have become beliefs. Like it's possible for you to change it, right? And it's like, it's not an affirmation that I think is going to get you to the next level, right? It's not just like saying, I can do it. Because remember, you're the person that you spend every single second with of every single day. So you have to believe that you can do it. So when you're saying, okay, I want to change, like I'm just going to keep using this example of like who I wanted to be when I use my hardware as one example of who I want to be. I want to be a successful business owner, and successful to me in this season looks like I'm doing less better. And it doesn't feel chaotic to my nervous system. It feels like ease, but it's also still like I'm pushing myself and I'm evolving to that next level. Okay, so like that's the hardware. That's this core belief of like who I want to be. I haven't done that yet. I'm currently in the process of doing that, right? But I don't have any past experience to look back on and say, see, last time I did this business this way, it worked out, right? Because previously I used to build my business in a much more chaotic way. So when I'm saying to myself, okay, I need to change the software is I have to believe that it's possible that I can build my business in a different way that can feel differently. And now, like, I need actual evidence of how this time can be different. So how can I consciously create evidence while I can change my actions? For example, for us, that meant we hired a nanny. And at the time that I'm recording this, our nanny, Andy, is upstairs with our son, Brody, and I'm in the zone on getting the things done on my to-do list. And I'm doing it in a shorter amount of time than what I used to do before having a baby because I had more time then. But it's like I'm reinforcing the belief and giving myself actual tangible evidence that this time can be different. So if your goal is something around your marriage, how can this time be different? Because you want to change the narrative, like the programming, the software to match the hardware, aka what you actually want. So how can this time be different? Well, maybe you're going to proactively, like maybe date nights in the past isn't working because the current season of life is like you can't get a date night every single week, or you don't have a sitter or whatever that looks like. Maybe you're in the season of new kids. Like we have never like left our son overnight yet, right? So I'm like, okay, but we can have a solid like hour time that like after the kids go to bed, that this is our time where we don't just watch TV. We play a game together, or we talk or whatever that looks like. My husband and I walk every single morning, and typically when we're walking, our son Brody is sleeping. So like we get that time together because marriage and having an exceptional marriage is something at my hardware, at my core, that I want to be like an exceptional wife. I want to have an exceptional marriage that matters to me. So I have to have actions that support it in this season, right? Same rules apply with the business. Like I mentioned, when you think of fitness, how can this time be different? So you can change the software. You're like, I do believe that I can be the fit person that I want to be because this time I'm getting accountability. Or this time, you know, like I'm working out with a girlfriend. This time when I go running, I'm doing it with a running group. This time I'm signing up for fitness classes. This time I'm paying a personal trainer or whatever it is. Like, how can this time be different? Because if you're looking for a way that this time can be different, you've got to find something that's changing about your process. So as you're rewriting the story, right, you're catching yourself in that excuse loop that you had, you're rewriting the programming, aka the software, right? You have this story that you're telling yourself, but that excuse is no longer going to make sense to you because it's different this time, because you've changed something about your process because of this hardware or this identity of who you want to be. This thing that you're working towards matters a lot to you, so you're willing to change the software, right? Maybe if you, because again, I work with a lot of podcasters, if you're wanting to start a podcast, it's like maybe this is the time that you go public with your goal. You tell a bunch of girlfriends, your coworkers on social media, like you pay for something, you get skin in the game so that you can actually show up and this time is different. So you believe that at your core, you're capable of becoming a consistent podcaster if that's one of the goals that you have, right? Well, how is this time going to be different? Well, this time I'm investing in a course. This time I'm getting more skin in the game from posting about this publicly. And now, because of that, you can rewrite the software, right? You can rewrite the story that you're telling yourself. You're like, this time is going to be different. I'm actually going to follow through on this. I believe that it's possible because I changed my actions. Because at the core, this hardware, aka this identity, this goal that you have of this person that you want to become and you're in pursuit of becoming, like it's matching. The hardware and the software is matching, right? So hopefully the breakdown of this is helpful for you in terms of like analyzing the current software that's running, as in like the programming that you have, the story that you're telling yourself. Often, like when we're noticing that the story is not working for us, it's because we've got an excuse that sounds valid and then a story that's supporting that excuse that makes a lot of sense. But I want you to challenge yourself. If the thing that you really want, AKA your hardware, the thing that you're working hard towards, if that's what you really want and you want to embody that, then you're going to have to change the programming, the story that you're telling yourself, and you're going to have to nip that excuse in the bud and not beat yourself up about it, but instead say, if I want to get here, or there, wherever there is for you, and you want to embody that new identity, you want to crush that new goal, you want to have that exceptional marriage, that fit body, that banging bank account, whatever it looks like, right? Whatever that is for you. Like, we want to just make sure that we're catching that excuse so that we can make sure that we're moving in the right direction. And then that we actually want that goal, that it's not just a goal or this hardware, this identity piece. It's not just what we think we should want. Maybe you don't want to get that next level of promotion at your job. Maybe you don't want to marry the person that you're dating. Maybe you don't want to do, like, you know, have close girlfriends that are the people that are around you right now because you want a different community to be around. I don't know what that looks like for you, but we want to make sure that we actually want it, that hardware. And then we can match the software to the hardware by us acknowledging, wait a second, this is the action that I'm going to take that's different, right? Because you have to believe that it's possible. Affirmations are great, but you're the person that's spending every single second of every single day with yourself and will for the rest of your life, which means you've got to believe the story that you're telling yourself. So I hope this was helpful for you. I tried to like run, I like analogies. So I tried to like run this analogy through of software and hardware, and that always really works good for me. Works well for me. Cause when I think of like hardware, I think of core. And it also gives us this permission slip that at any point in time, you can just hit reboot. It's like, hold on, this isn't working for me. It's like reboot, back to factory settings. Now let's build from there. Right? It just gives you this permission slip that I don't care how long you've been acting the way that you've been acting in your marriage or towards your fitness goals or toward your business. I don't care how long you haven't been consistent with that podcast that you wanted to launch, or I don't care how long you've been thinking or sitting on the sidelines about this thing that you want to do, this move that you want to make, insert whatever. I don't care how long it's been, because when you hit that reboot button, that's like your demarcation line in the sand. That it's like, I can start in any way that I want. I'm not going to beat myself up about my past, because your past doesn't matter anymore. When you hit reboot, you go back to factory settings. You determine if the hardware, the goal that you're working on, is something that you actually want. And then you match the software, the programming, the language, the story that you're telling yourself to that hardware, because you deserve a life that you're obsessed with. And it is your job to figure out how to get out of your own damn way, just like it's my job to figure out how to get out of my own damn way every damn time to build a life that you're obsessed with. That's it. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I love you. As always, I'm rooting for you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.